Hi there. The word for you today is, let's remember that. In Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 we read, remember the Lord your God. On March the 3rd, 1863, anguished by the ravages of civil war, Abraham Lincoln declared a proclamation appointing a national fast day. Here's what he said. Whereas it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace, and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined, in the deceitfulness of our hearts, that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom or virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. What words! And never were they more needed than today. Here's what God told Israel on the threshold of the Promised Land. Deuteronomy 8 verse 13. When your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant. So, the word for you today is, let's remember that.